Jane's chance to move into the spotlight came at an entertainment devised to impress Charles's envoys. She was about 17 years old and good-looking, or she would not have been on show, daughter of a peer or not. The occasion was a pageant at the Cardinal's Palace of York Place on Shrove Tuesday, March the 4th, 1522. Led by Wolsey and the King after supper, the ambassadors entered a great chamber, lit by hundreds of candles, its walls lined with vibrantly coloured tapestries, some probably echoing the action about to be performed. It was like going into a theatre just before the curtain rises. Attention immediately focused on the end of the room, where an amazing imitation castle, Chateau Vert, was installed. It had three towers and battlements gleaming with green foil, each tower surmounted by a different flag, suggesting the power that women could have. One depicted three men's torn hearts, one a man's heart held in a woman's hand, and the third showed a man's heart being turned around. The spectators soon realised that in the towers were eight brilliantly dressed court ladies. In their white satin gowns, with their hair encased in close-fitting gold cauls, delicately netted headdresses, and with golden bonnets dotted with jewels on their heads, they looked magnificent, shining out against the iridescent green foil. The name of each lady's character was picked out in yellow satin and sewn onto her costume for the audience to see. The identity of the woman dressed as Pity is unknown, but we do know who the rest were. Mary, the French queen, with recognisable type casting, portrayed Beauty. Of the other six, five had been part of Catherine's entourage at the Field of Cloth of Gold. The Countess of Devonshire was Honour. Mistress Brown represented Bounty, and Mistress Dannett, Mercy. But it was the real lives of the remaining three that were destined to be fatally entwined. Mary Carey was Kindness, Jane was Constancy, and Perseverance was played by Mary's sister, Anne Boleyn, who had returned from the French court only recently, and whose chic dress sense and cosmopolitan ways had already aroused male interest.